I'm Justin Ratner, and I'm Chief Technology Officer for Intel Corporation. I'm also an Intel Senior Fellow and head of our Corporate Technology Group.
This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez, and today is Research at Intel Day. And this is a very exciting group of people that you have here, because these aren't your marketing folks, are they?
That's right. That's right. Once a year, we let the researchers out of their cages and let them talk to them.
But there's a lot of energy here, though, around these projects, because very few of these, or probably none of these, have yet been commercialized yet. These are just ideas that are sort of on the verge of being directed into some product or another.
That's right. And then, you know, and we've, you know, this is our fourth year of doing it, and you know, we've really come to realize that we can do a lot to give people greater visibility into sort of what's coming. You know, people are always asking us, what's the new thing, what's hot, what's cool, all of that, and it's an opportunity to get our researchers, which are very passionate about what they do, out talking to the public and giving kind of previews into what the future may bring.
Now, the technologies here are so broad, we don't think of Intel as being involved in search or being involved in providing technologies in villages in India.
Right.
And yet the company has its fingers in a lot of different pies. I wonder if you could describe how a chip company thinks in this regard.
I think increasingly, we're much more focused on really what's the end user experience, what are our systems doing to enhance people's lives, to improve their access to healthcare or new forms of entertainment, or just better access to information. So I think people traditionally think of us as, well, we're a big chip company. But in fact, knowing what kind of chips we need to build, over the next 5 or 10 years, really requires us to understand how people use the technology, and that's why we seem to be looking at some fairly unusual, at least for Intel, kinds of things like ethnography. And understanding the way people use and relate to technology, but it's really essential, I think, in this day and age, to be able to know what we need to build.
Chips are changing to such a degree. I've heard some technologists saying that, really, when it comes down to it, this recorder, for example, is basically a chip, and everything here is designed to operate that chip.
Right.
The slide that you showed today even takes that further in partitioning that chip up into various applications.
Mm-hmm. Different functions. Right?
Where are we moving toward when it comes to chips being able to reflect human experience, in a sense? Because that's what that chip was essentially
right.
doing. Here's your
right.
music,
right.
here's your video, here's your mobile, here's all this.
I think that I think you're making a very fundamental and important observation about it, right? I mean, we know our brains, for example, are just not this big, assembly of neurons, right? In fact, the brain is partitioned and optimized and programmed in a whole variety of ways, right? A lot of it is doing background tasks, if you will, right? Making sure our hearts are beating we're walking, upright and in a particular direction. And I think, as the number of processing elements, or cores as we call them, increases, we're going to see, computing resources, as well as I/O and storage resources, really allocated, sort of divided up, much like the brain is. I mean, the brain has its visual centers, it has its auditory sensors, and, when you look into computers of the future, you'll find, there'll be, the vision subsystem and the, and the speech subsystem, just the way the brain, the brain is divided. And so it's a fundamental organizing principle.
So at some point, chips are going to intersect, if they haven't already, but they will, in a very meaningful way, intersect with villages in India and with the way we listen to music and the way we search for images and everything else.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, we this is all about, you know, empowering people to do more. And, you know, I think bringing, you know, a lot more, you know, machine intelligence, if you will, to bear, you know, bear on these problems will, you know, just creates all kinds of opportunities. I mean, whether you're looking for that, you know, picture of your, you know, of your child, you know, on their third birthday or something like that, you know, in a mass of, you know, tens or, you know, 10,000 or 100,000 digital images, or, you know, you're doing retirement planning and you want to know if, you know, your investment scenario is going to, you know, is going to pay off for you. I mean, you'll be able to harness the, you know, the power of the machine to answer those kinds of questions or find that kind of information.
Well, I tell you, 10 times the performance, 10 times less power consumption. I mean, it's making all my equipment right here just sound like it's old-fashioned already. But thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Sure.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.